Okay, this is Detective Gillette. Today is the 8th. The time is 18:04. I'm at 100 East Wilbur, and I'm conducting an interview with... Obviously, something just occurred here not long ago. Can you tell me what happened?
I just heard 10 to 15 gunshots, and turned my police scanner on to see what was going on. And,
okay. Where were you at?
I was in my apartment.
Alone?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago? Do you remember?
It was maybe around 5:30.
Okay. Before that, did you hear any kind of yelling or screaming or
nothing
at all?
No. First thing I heard was gunshots.
And you had 10 to 15? 10 to 15?
10 to 15 gunshots, correct.
Okay. And then your attorney police scanner heard it was out here in the area and came out?
Yeah, they said the address of our apartment complex, so I knew it was very close by.
Okay. When you came outside, what did you see or where were you at?
I saw the police with walking to the person on the ground.
Okay. When you were walking up, did you hear them say anything to him?
They said his first name.
Okay. Do you remember what that was?
James.
Okay, anything else that you can think of or you saw or heard or anything like that?
I heard him breathing.
You heard the subject breathing?
Yeah.
Okay, how close were you?
15 feet.
Okay. Did you stay out here until the fire came and everybody?
Yes.
Okay, anything else that you can think of? Anything said, anything heard?
Yeah, I heard one of the police mention a knife.
Okay. Do you remember which one, which police? No. Just one of them said something about a knife?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Joseph, I'll end the interview. Okay, this is Detective Gillette, continuing interview. I'm nothing. This is here. To you. Okay, can you just tell me what you saw or heard or where you were at?
I was visiting my friend over here. He's in this back corner apartment, and I heard gunshots, and I went out on his patio, and I saw one officer's head, like, right through here, and was holding a gun, pointing it, moving that way, and I saw another officer come behind him with a shotgun.
And then what color that shotgun was?
Orange.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a toy at first. I was like, that doesn't look right.
Okay.
And I came out here, and I saw it was a shotgun.
Okay. Did you hear him saying anything? The officers?
I didn't hear anything.
Nothing?
Nothing. Okay, I was all the way in the back corner apartment, actually.
Okay. Which friend were you visiting?
His name.
And which apartment number?
He's a...
or so.
Right.
You hear gunshots? How many gunshots?
Maybe four.
Okay.
Five, maybe.
Four to five.
Okay.
Did you hear any shouting or anything like that? Anybody yelling or...
Not really, not until I came out here. I heard people talking, but I didn't hear anything.
Do you remember what they were saying, or do you remember hearing anything?
Nothing. Just like mumbling.
Okay.
It was all quiet by the time I got out here, and everybody was just standing around.
Okay, when you finally got out here, you got pretty close over here to the person on the ground?
Yeah, I stayed over here for a bit, moved down so I could see.
Okay.
I didn't get close to the guy.
You didn't?
The guy.
Okay.
No.
Did you hear any of the deputies once they got there say anything to this guy? Or
Nothing
at all. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think I could be too much help with it.
Okay, I will end the interview. Okay, this is Detective Gillette. The time is 7:15. I'm doing an interview with... 25i? B16. Okay. And now, how did you find out about this blood? This blood was never here before, right?
Yeah, I mean, actually, my...
That's
the awesome part.
Gillette. Hey, PJ, what's up? Yeah, you go, okay, I'm doing an interview right now. Can you call me back in about 3? We're code 4, just call me back in about 4 and I'll update you. Thanks, PJ. Okay, bye. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is my husband's car, right?
Okay.
So he goes with his friend office, so he leaves his car here only. So I was, like, chatting with my friend at her house, and I came back, like, 5:30, I saw all the police. So either maybe a car chase or anything. Uh-huh. I just came and I went back to my house.
Okay.
I didn't see the blood out here. I was there, right? And this is parked back side. So,
what time did the car get parked here?
It's all day.
All day. Okay. So
day.
It hasn't been moved.
No, I didn't move this car at all.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock, like, she came and knocked my door. And
your neighbor?
Yeah, my neighbor. She stays that side.
Do you know what her name is?
Divya.
Divya?
Divya.
Okay.
Right. So she told me there's some blood spots on your car. Why don't you go and check? I was like, oh my God. I came down, then I saw. And then I straight went ahead and...
Saw us over there?
Right.
Okay, yeah. But did you hear anything? Hi.
Hi.
Careful of the blood there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you guys are here, apparently there is a trail all the way up through the complex.
Okay. Great. Okay. One sec. Okay, so is there anything? Did you hear any of the shooting?
No,
did you hear
nothing,
any noises?
Nothing.
Shouting?
I just saw people, like, you know, there and watching the whole thing. I just saw it's a car chase. So when I went 6 o'clock to just tell that, you know, there's some blood spot, that's when I came to know the whole story.
Okay. Very good. Am I in the interview? Okay, today's date is the 8th. The time is 7:23 p.m. I'm conducting an interview, and I'm speaking with... About 5:20.
No, I didn't see anything unusual.
Meaning something happened about 5:20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You came home, parked your car.
Parked my car, picked my mail, was walking up here to go back to my apartment.
Okay. And
as I'm heading up here.
Did they have a name for this whole area? Quad area or center of the complex? Between B
and C.
Okay. Between B and C building. Okay.
Okay. So I'm here and I see his back is to me. And
when
he
you
has
say
on.
He, can you describe what he
is? Yeah. He was probably a little bit taller than Kate, so he was maybe 6'3 or 6'4.
Okay.
He was thin. He had on a black hooded sweater or sweatshirt,
okay.
Black baggy pants,
okay.
Some kind of light-colored boxers
okay.
Underneath. Okay. And as I was walking up here, he turned around, because I guess he couldn't get the gate open or whatever, and walked towards me.
Thank
and
you.
We met right with sidewalks turned.
Okay.
Came back this way. So I'm here and he's walking towards me and we kind of like do one of these things
right,
on the sidewalk.
Right, like excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of smiled and kept walking and he kept walking that way.
Did you notice him bleeding at all?
When I got to this point, I thought, I didn't remember seeing him. So I looked over my shoulder and he's walking down the sidewalk doing this, shaking his hands. And that's when I saw that this arm was blood from the elbow.
Left arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sweatshirt was like to about here, but this arm was hooded this way.
Okay.
He's like walking like this. He had both hands out. So I thought, oh my God, you know, maybe he was one of the skateboarder kids or whoever
okay.
who had fallen and
hurt his
arm. Did you
see anything in his hands at all?
No, both hands were out.
Okay.
So as I'm standing here, he goes down the stairs and turns up that little turn
okay.
like he's going into the apartment too. So I figured, good, he lives here, he's okay, he's got help. And I kept walking.
Okay, so that is, I just want to kind of get a...
Maybe, that took 5 minutes, it's maybe 5:25 or so.
And so he turns like he's going to walk into here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See?
And then he obviously stopped.
Obviously stopped, because then the trail goes back out that way.
Okay.
Okay.
And it went? Go ahead.
I kept going to my apartment.
Okay.
I went inside. I changed my clothes. I was maybe inside 10 minutes.
Okay.
And there was just, I don't know why, there was just something about him that bugged me. So I thought I would come back outside and see if he had gotten help or whatever. But
okay.
About that time, the police car started driving through the parking lot.
Okay.
And so I'm down here.
Okay.
I hadn't come back outside, but when the police car started coming by, I went to my window and looked out, and I could see that they were all...
Did your window face over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That they had started putting up this blockade or whatever, and it just... There was something about it that just made me think of this kid.
Okay.
So I walked outside to the driveway area there by the light post, and he came running out by the limo driveway.
Where is that?
I'll show you.
Okay.
I never saw him in the complex again. Next time.
Okay, so
I saw
the last time you saw him there, he turned.
Go, like he was going up those stairs.
And then this last you saw.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you go to your window.
Right, and I see the police activity outside.
All out here in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The whole time he was in here, you didn't see any policemen? No one was talking to him?
No.
Okay.
I only saw him.
Okay.
So I came down here, and I was standing by that tree.
You know, when you say that tree, I gotta be more
specific.
I'm
sorry. I'm standing by the tree next to the light at the end of the driveway.
Okay.
And...
Okay, let me just get... So you're standing on the west side
mm-hmm.
of the driveway that leads into the apartment complex.
Right, exactly. I was standing
okay.
here where that available sign is.
Okay.
I saw him. The police activity was all there. I saw him come out of that driveway with the police chasing him, run down the sidewalk, go behind these buildings, and
okay.
come back out up this driveway.
Okay.
And at that point, a whole... Well,
and
I say,
1 second. That's the driveway leading to... 155, 145 complex.
And he was running at that point. I didn't see anything in his hands. He was running. And then he turned and went up that way. Several more police cars came. The police got out. I would estimate there were probably 10 to a dozen policemen involved at that point. I could see they had the orange colored rifles
okay.
out,
okay.
aimed at him. He got about
Did
as
you
far
hear him say anything?
No. He got about as far as that wagon that's parked there now, that mobile unit
okay.
thing. And he just started walking. He was just like this. Okay.
Walking towards the deputies or walking away?
Away. Just kept walking. They were yelling at him. He just kept walking. There were, I think, two shots fired towards him. I thought were warning shots. He never flinched. He never looked back. Several more police were chasing him with their rifles. And he never turned around. He never acknowledged them. At that point, I saw them aim at him, fire three or four more shots. He still didn't flinch or turn around. Two of them got, I would say, within 3 to 5 feet of him, fired three or four more shots. He stopped. He kind of turned around and looked at them and then just melted, kind of.
Okay.
Just fell. That was...
Okay. I'm just going to run it back through you, okay, for a little more specifics.
Sure.
So I got the part where you came home, you're walking in there, as you walk through the middle, what I'm going to call the grass or quad area,
mm-hmm.
you see a male subject, white, tall, thin,
mm-hmm.
the one 19, we talked about.
20 years old,
okay.
black hair.
Standing at that front gate trying to get out, but it's locked.
Well, yeah.
Or he's just there.
He it was obvious that he was either coming in or
okay, but he's just on
he
the, but he's on the,
on
this
the
side.
Inside,
okay.
inside the apartment area.
He then walks and he begins to turn left into what you think is an apartment building, and then you walk away, that's the last you see of him.
Right.
You don't see any cops, hear any cops, nothing.
Nothing.
You walk to your apartment,
mm-hmm.
and you look out the window, which faces Wilbur.
Yeah, I was in my apartment.
And you see all the activity
right.
out here
uh-huh.
on Wilbur.
Right.
You then walk out of your apartment. Do you walk out the back side or this side?
No, I can only go out that
okay.
side.
Walk out the back side. You come and you stand right here,
uh-huh.
where we sit on the west side of the driveway,
right.
which is on the south side of Wilbur Road.
Uh-huh.
And you see the same subject
right.
over by that...
Red, white, black sign.
Okay, which is available.
Right. And running away from the police.
How many police are chasing them?
At that point, I would have said that there were not many out of their cars. There were maybe two or three actually running after
okay.
him.
Okay.
One sec.
Gillette. I'm just almost done. I told BI that they're on their way over. Everything on this way is code 4. We just found another big crime scene, though. So, right on across Wilbur, this guy ran everywhere. So, they're going to do some photos there. I'm doing a walkthrough with it. I'm just doing a walkthrough with a witness right now. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. Need that need to be done still? Oh, okay, okay. I'm just double checking. Did you do a Polito? Did you got any someone Polito? Okay, I got it from Wilbur right now. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm talking to a witness that saw it from Wilbur. Yeah, she did. She did, my witness. No, my witness here. Yeah, so everything's going forward. Just doing more canvassing. There's a whole lot. So hang out. All right, brother. Bye. Hi. I got to finish this here, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay, just hold on. Anyway,
okay.
Susan, so you see them, they're on, I'm going to just say this for my own purposes, they're on the north side of the street, and they're running what I'm going to call westbound, okay? The one, same as a couple deputies are chasing them, and are, at that time, are their guns drawn, are they saying anything? Can you stand over there?
I did not hear anything, and to tell you the truth, I didn't see that their guns were drawn. I just saw that they were chasing him while other cars were pulling up, making like a blockade.
Okay. Then they continue, and you say he goes behind?
He appeared to go like behind that hedge, behind this Roche.
The
property.
Roche property management building? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go behind the building,
uh-huh.
And then you see him come out in this driveway.
Right, like where that cluster of men is.
Okay, by that big mobile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's walking northbound away from you.
He ran a few steps, and then when he realized that, he just slowed down and just started walking.
And then you said you heard two shots.
Yeah.
Did you actually see him, or did you hear him?
No, I watched them draw the, aim the guns.
Handguns or the big orange gun?
The only guns that I specifically noticed were the orange ones.
Okay.
Now, I didn't see any with the sidearm.
Okay.
I only saw the orange ones.
That's why I'm trying to get very specific.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, it's they're using beanbags, so I don't need to run inside.
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of backing away from
it. You see the deputy fired two rounds from the orange gun at this person.
In that direction.
Yeah. You don't know if he's hit, but you see him in that direction.
Right, exactly.
Okay. He doesn't react or do anything?
Doesn't turn around, doesn't flinch, does nothing.
He continues walking northbound?
Right.
And then what happens?
Well, then at that point, several more police caught up. There were a couple more cars. Some of the police on foot caught up, and they were all, I would say there were six or eight pursuing him.
Okay,
there were two.
Just a minute.
Yeah. There were two very close to him, and they were the closest. And then they fired at him, I would say, maybe three or four times.
How far up there would you say they were?
I would say where that white sign is. Maybe.
Okay.
Not much further. All
did
right
you,
in that area.
Could you hear him say anything?
I could not hear him say anything. There was a lot of talking and radios going on here, so I couldn't tell you if they were shouting to him or what was going on.
Okay.
There was a lot of back and forth going on here.
And so you hear or see... Or you see one of them or a couple of people with their handguns and you see or
well,
hear.
The not handguns. These were all I noticed were the orange rifles.
Okay, so you never saw an actual handgun out.
Not that I noticed.
Okay.
No.
And that's important
to know.
And
the ones that I saw closest to him had the rifle.
Okay.
One more thing.
Hold on, okay?
And then they fired the three or four. He kind of kept walking. The two police that were closest to him got even closer. I think there's a car parked there and they were kind of alongside the car.
Way up there, a black car?
I don't know. Sorry. But there was some kind of car parked there, and they were kind of next to it, and he didn't turn around, and they aimed directly at him, fired maybe two or three more. I would say there was a total of eight or nine rounds from the beginning to the end.
Okay. Did you see him walking at him? Did he see
No, he never turned around that I saw. from this perspective, and that's what amazed me. He never even flinched, and I knew he had to have been hit.
Right.
And he never flinched.
So he didn't look affected, a phase, nothing.
Like this, you know, the way they are with their baggy pants.
Right.
And then after these two close-up shots, he kind of just turned and looked at them and just crumbled.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay, Susan, I'm going to interview. Okay, this is Susan's work number.
80.